A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, the army commander of the king of Aram, was highly esteemed and respected by his master, for through him the Lord had brought victory to Aram. But, valiant as he was, the man was a leper. Now, the Arameans had captured, from the land of Israel, in a raid, a little girl, who became a servant of Naaman's wife. If only my master would present himself to the prophet in Samaria, she said to her mistress, he would cure him of his leprosy. Naaman went and told his lord just what the slave girl from the land of Israel had said. Go, said the king of Aram, I'll send along a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman set out, taking along 10 silver talents, 6,000 gold pieces, and 10 festal garments. To the king of Israel he brought the letter, which read, With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy. When he read the letter, the king of Israel tore his garments and exclaimed, Am I a god with power over life and death, that this man should send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? Take note, you can see he's only looking for a quarrel with me. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his garments, he sent word to the king, Why have you torn your garments? Let him come to me and find out that there is a prophet in Israel. Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. The prophet sent him a message, Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal and you will be clean. But Naaman went away angry, saying, I thought that he would surely come out and stand there to invoke the Lord his God, and would move his hand over the spot, and thus cure the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Damascus, the Abana, and the Pharpar, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed? With this he turned about in anger and left. But his servants came up and reasoned with him. My father, they said, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he said to you, Wash and be clean, should you do as he said. So Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before him and said, Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a gift from your servant. The word of the Lord. Sometimes we're like Naaman, right? Maybe we want to be healed, but we want God to do something extraordinary, and we'll take on extraordinary penances, or we'll look to do that oh-so-special thing that will turn us into the kind of person we want to be. We want to be heroic in order to be happy and better people. But sometimes the real answer is, if you want to live a good life, you know how to do that. Follow the commandments. Love your neighbor. Be kind to people, strangers. That's all it takes. Do those things. You'll have a good life and be happy. Sometimes what we need to realize is, 'tis nothing extraordinary needs to happen here. If we just follow Jesus in the ordinary, normal way, we'll have a good life and we'll be the kind of people we want to be. Let's try that today.